Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled, Not a Teddy Bear.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. And he said to them, Go into all the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. The one who believes and is baptized will be saved, but the one who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. The Gospel of the Lord. A friend of Alec Guinness, the great actor, once described him as a not very nice man trying to be a good one. And St. Paul strikes me as being a bit like that. St. Peter could be naive at times. Paul certainly wasn't that. He didn't blow hot and cold, as perhaps most of us do. He was an extremist, both before and after his conversion, and at times a fairly uncomfortable companion. He certainly was not a teddy bear, but he was really trying to be good. And look at what Jesus expects of us in our imperfection, to go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation. Jesus was nothing if not realistic. It's just the verse immediately before this that tells us that he upbraided the 11 for their lack of faith and stubbornness. So they weren't too wonderful either. He hadn't chosen them because they were perfect. And that is something for which to be devoutly thankful, because perfection is in pretty short supply. And if God loved and called only people who were perfect, we'd be in a pretty desperate situation. Paul wasn't perfect. He was flawed, as all of us are. And yet, he was to become the apostle to the Gentiles. He was the individual whose passion was redirected from hardline Phariseeism to radical Christianity. He wasn't, and still isn't, to everybody's taste. But when he lets himself go, he's capable of poetic flights that I don't think any other New Testament writer could reach. Well, John is the greater poet, but at times John is so immersed in metaphor as to be very nearly incomprehensible, whereas Paul is a born communicator with a message to deliver. Think of chapter 13 of the first letter to the Corinthians. It's ironic that it actually starts with what amounts to a dismissal of eloquence, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. But then he rises to heights of verbal expression that no other apostle quite reaches. Go and read it again. It's sensational. And he never forgot that he was weak, that he was sinful, that he was a long way from perfection. On the contrary, he was happy to be weak. He was happy to call himself the least of the apostles, because as he said in that same letter to the Corinthians, the grace God gave him had not been fruitless. Well, what an example that is for all of us who are apostles in these difficult times, because we may not always be very nice, but we can try to be good. And if we really do, God will see it, and He'll make our efforts fruitful.